Okay, so lend me your ear for the next 20 to 25 minutes. And let's pick up our Bible and open to the book of Isaiah. I'm taking a text today from the book of Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Isaiah 7 and verse 14. From there, we will also read Isaiah 9 and verse 6. The book of Isaiah chapter 7. If you are there, say amen. Okay, please rise on your feet and let's read the word of God together. Let's read 14 and 15 of chapter 7. One to go. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Butter and honey. May you not lack provision.
Amen.
May you not be in lack.
Amen.
May you have what God has promised you. So that you will refuse evil and you will embrace good.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Verse 6. One to go. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I title to this message, The Ultimate Game Changer. The Ultimate Game Changer. Shall we pray? And so our Father will bless you. What can we give in return for the gift that you have given us in your Son? But to say, Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the sign you gave. And thank you for the fulfillment of the sign. Spirit of God, have your way in this place today. Our hearts are open to receive from the Lord today. Let the word of God light upon our hearts today. And let it give us understanding beyond the flesh. And so that we will walk unto all pleasing and be fruitful in all that we do to the glory of his name. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. The ultimate game changer. In Isaiah 7 and verse 14 that we read, the Bible tells us that there will be a sign, we will be given a sign. From the scripture that was read today, we discovered that the sign has been fulfilled. The sign has been fulfilled when the Virgin Mary conceived and brought forth the child Jesus. Hallelujah. So Isaiah foretold this many, many years before and said, this is the sign. Glory to God. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The sign is the birth of Emmanuel. The sign that there will be a reconciliation of earth back to heaven. The sign that things are about to change. And it said the sign is Emmanuel. Emmanuel is translated and meaning God with us. Let somebody say, God with us. God with us. So the sign for every believer that there will always be a change is God with us. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27. Colossians chapter 1. To whom God will make known what is the riches of his glory, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. In other words, the way that God will make known to those who do not know him, those who have not received him, those who are unbelievers, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Christ in you, Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no better gift that you and I could be given. No better privilege, no greater advantage than for God to be with us. Glory to God. I said glory to God. It is the biggest advantage. Now, some of you may feel, well, if I have this material thing, then I will have an advantage. If I have plenty money, then I will have an advantage. If my surname is so, 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 and so, then I will have an advantage. No. The ultimate gift, the best advantage that you have is God with you. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So Jesus is Emmanuel, the ultimate gift, the unforgettable sign, the supreme game changer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is the game changer. He is the Lord that has the power to alter the course of destiny. He has the power to alter the way things are done. He has the power to alter whatsoever the devil has done. Oh, hallelujah. For it is written, the Son of Man came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil. In other words, no matter the oppression of the enemy, Emmanuel with you is the game changer. Glory to God. He changes everything, turns everything around. Hallelujah. He is the game changer. I don't know whatever it is that you've been challenged with. We all face trying times. And God the Father himself knew. For in the Garden of Eden, everything went haywire. Everything was confused. Sin came into the world. And the God the Father himself said, I've got to turn these things around. And the Son said, I have no choice but to send someone to come and to change everything. Hallelujah. So that the eternal destruction that we were destined, hey, we were destined to walk into, the game changer came and turned things around from eternal destruction to eternal redemption. Let somebody say, he is the game changer. Glory to God. The promise is fulfilled in the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. The promise to undo the pain. The promise to undo the pressure. The promise to undo the problems. The promise to reverse every pain, every pressure, every problem, and reverse it, hallelujah, to pleasure, to power, and to purpose. Amen. Let somebody say, he is the game changer. Glory to God. So Christ in you is to make a difference. Now let me ask you today, because when we are talking about Christmas Day, a lot of people are at home right now. Some probably would have wanted to attend a Christmas service like this, but somehow they are so consumed with gratification of the flesh. I've got to cook. By the time I come, lunch will be late. So let's cook lunch and let us eat and make merry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you wouldn't find a lot of people coming to a service like this because they have preoccupied themselves with what they will eat, what they will drink. That is what is most important to them on a day like this. May we not misunderstand the essence of this day. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is Christ in you to make a difference. What difference has Jesus Christ made in your life? To everyone who believe in him, he makes a difference in your life. If I ask everybody now to begin to talk, are there so much difference that he has made in all our lives? Praise the Lord. I know the difference that Christ has made in my own life. Amen. And I believe he's made a difference in your life too. That probably the places you used to go, you go there no more. Some things you used to do, you do them no more. Hallelujah. Because the game changer is in you. He changed everything. Amen. Probably changed the way you talk. Change even the way you dress. Change what you watch. Change what you read. Glory to God. He is a game changer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he makes a difference in us. He makes a difference with us. There are people that your life has inspired because of Christ. Not because of any other thing. Not because of your intellectual astuteness. But they were inspired by Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. He made a difference through us and with us. What difference? Help me ask your neighbor, what difference has Jesus made in your life? Glory be to God. He came into the world and changed it. He changed it. He changed how the world was operating. Hallelujah. He came into us to transform us so that in any heart, this is powerful, in any heart that Emmanuel takes his place, amen, a change has already taken place. Hallelujah. Anywhere he takes his place, a change has already taken place. Something is displaced, and something replaces what is displaced. Glory to God. Where the devil was running and in control, when Jesus comes, Emmanuel comes to dwell in you, he displaces the enemy. Glory to God. Amen and amen. An undeniable change has taken place because our king has taken his place as king. I believe that he is king over your heart, over your life. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Glory to God. I ask you again, what difference has it made? This ultimate gift that God has given us, what difference has it made in your life? From walking in darkness to living in the light. Hallelujah. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Let's look at that. This is the day that we bring into remembrance the difference that Christ has made. The difference that Emmanuel has made in our lives. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This is the time that we bring it to remembrance. Are you there? Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. So when he comes into your life, light comes into you. And you know, darkness can never comprehend it. When Jesus comes, he comes with revelation so that ignorance will be displaced. There are things you know now that you didn't know before. It was because of Emmanuel in you, the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. He that followeth me shall not walk in ignorance. If you follow Emmanuel, he says, you will not walk in darkness. Glory to God. But shall have the light, the revelation of life. You will have the revelation that will cause you to live a life that is abundant in quantity and superior in quality. Can I hear an amen? So it is light. That's the difference. We move from death and eternal destruction to eternal redemption. We move from selfishness to esteeming others above ourselves. Christ in you is what does that. There is nothing in your flesh, in your natural human being, that wants to esteem other people above themselves. No. Absolutely not possible. I think I mentioned it last week. I said, what's on your mind? It's yourself. As long as me, I break through, it doesn't matter who breaks down. Hello? That's selfishness. But Emmanuel came to change that. Hallelujah. God with us, God in us, came to change our attitude of selfishness into esteeming others, even above ourselves. He came to change the guilty to becoming the forgiven. Hallelujah. For without remission of sin, there is no forgiveness. There must be forgiveness. Hallelujah. From bondage to freedom, we have become free. Jesus came to set the captives free. So Emmanuel in you came to set you free. May you walk in the liberty to which Christ has made you free. That's the reason we celebrate. That's the reason we delight in the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the reason we are joyful at such a time as this, when we bring to remembrance the birth of Emmanuel, because he is the game changer. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. If it hadn't been for the Lord that has been on our side, what would we have done? Hallelujah. A singer says, sang and said, Ope lope anointing. Aye bak bara womije. If not for the game changer, that would have, I would have been destroyed. If not for that ultimate unforgettable gift of God in his son, I will have no hope. Amen. Because Jesus is the hope, the anchor for our soul in challenging and trying times, in the times when it seems as if we are alone, in times when it seems as if God is not going to come through for us, in times when it feels that we are being rejected and abandoned and all alone, and it seems as if we can't make it through. He is the game changer, because he is our hope. Hallelujah. And the Bible says the hope that we have in him is one that will never make us to be ashamed. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I don't know about you. That is why this day is a day of celebration for me. I honor this day more than I honor the day that I was born. Because the day I was born was not the most important day. What makes the day I was born important was the day he was born. Yeah. And I tell people, I said, until you receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior, you are only existing. You are not living. The day Christ comes into your heart, the day Emmanuel is with you, that is the day you start to live. You see some Christians, rather than even celebrate their natural birth date, they celebrate their spiritual birth date. The day they gave their lives to Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because to just existing does not mean that your life will change. You can have money, you can have influence, you can have all of those. But until Emmanuel comes, the game will not change you. Hello? Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, we move from bondage into freedom. Accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior entitles us to live freedom from sin. We live for God's glory. Hallelujah. He turns the ordinariness of our lives, he turned it into exceptional moments. Glory to God. Many of you will come, you will testify of the faithfulness, the goodness, the mercy of God. God delivered me from this. I asked the Lord to do this, and the Lord did it, and even surprised me more than I even expected that he would do. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God will open a door for you that you do not have a qualification for, except that Emmanuel is your qualification. Glory to God. Emmanuel is a qualification. Just like the testimony I shared last Sunday about the young lady that did an exam to admission for UNILAG. Who was the game changer? It was Emmanuel. It was the game changer. It was not his cause that changed it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It was not the VC, because she didn't know the VC. She didn't know anybody, but she had Emmanuel, God with us. And the game changer changed everything. I pray and prophesy over your life that in this season, Emmanuel, the game changer, will begin to change things in your life.
Amen.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew 18 and verse 19, the Bible says, if two of you shall agree as touching anything here on earth, it shall be done for them of their Father which is in heaven. If two of you shall agree. Hallelujah. Now, the verse 20 says the reason why it shall be done for you. He said, because where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. There Emmanuel is when we agree. I want to agree with someone today. I want to agree with you that the dreams that you have, in the name of Jesus, this season, they are coming to pass. They are coming to pass. I said they are coming to pass. I agree with you that your frustrations will turn to celebrations. In the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with you that what the devil has stolen from you is coming back to you. I said it's coming back to you. I agree with you that the desires of your heart, you have entered the season that God would grant it. I agree with you that you will be the head and not the tail. I agree with you that God himself will advertise you. He will elevate you in Jesus' name. I agree with you that no more will you be at the back of the desert. God will move you to the front in Jesus' name. You will not be the tail. You will be the head. I agree with you that you will begin to move forward. Amen. That your dreams will come true. Amen. Your dreams will come true. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, restoration is coming to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I agree that God will do more for you than you deserve. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be for you. The Lord will lift you up. I agree with you that it is well with you in your body, in your soul, in your spirit. I agree with you that your season of promotion has come. I agree with you that the work of your hands shall prosper. You will prosper in health. You will prosper in your soul. You will prosper in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I agree with you that you will not be behind. You will be in front. I agree with you that the Lord will promote you. The Lord will himself advertise himself through your life. In the name of Jesus, everyone around you will know that God that you serve will not disappoint. Amen. Through you, they will know that God is faithful. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, I agree with you that your dreams will come true. God will do more for you than you expect. In the name of Jesus, I agree with you that it will be well with you in your body, your soul, and your spirit. In the name of Jesus, God will bring you from the back and he will put you straight in the front. God will be a game changer for you in the place of work, in where you live, in your family. He will appear as your game changer. The Lord will appear as your game changer. He will appear for you as your game changer. He will appear for you as your game changer. He will appear for you as your game changer. He will appear for you as your game changer. He will appear for you as your game changer. He will appear for you as your game changer. He will appear for you as your game changer. In the mighty name of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Put your hands together for Emmanuel. Come on, celebrate him this day. Celebrate him. Celebrate the king. He is your game changer. He is the ultimate gift. The ultimate game changer. The one that will turn things around. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' precious name. So I conclude that let the knowledge that God is with you stir up joy and rejoicings on the inside of you. Let it stir it up in your heart and make you to forget what you don't have, what you have not possessed, what you have not handled. Why? Because Christ in you is your hope of glory. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That hope is the anchor for your soul. Despite, in spite, and regardless of oppositions and contradictions, in Jesus' precious name. God loves you, beloved, and that's why he gave his best for you and I, to prove his love for us. Amen. He said there will be a sign, and the sign is Emmanuel. There will be a sign, and that sign is that there will be an immaculate birth, a supernatural birth. Glory to God. The sign is that that which is impossible with men, with God, they are possible. So I don't know what man is saying is not possible in your life right now. Emmanuel says, I'm a game changer. What they say is impossible, get me involved, and I'm going to change it. Hallelujah. Whatever situation you are facing right now that looks impossible, I don't know what it is. Maybe you have a dream to be somewhere, to live somewhere, to drive something, to do something. Glory to God. God is saying to you today, I am the game changer. It's not about what you have in your account. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm able to give you a car that your bank account can't pay for. Yes. I'm able to make you to live in a house that your inheritance from your father, mother, grandfather, whoever it is, cannot even buy. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. This is why you must rejoice. This is why you must be glad. Because this hope that we have in Emmanuel will never disappoint us. I said it will never disappoint us. It will never disappoint us. Hallelujah. Let somebody say, happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Say it like you mean it. Happy birthday, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want you, in closing, let's look at just one scripture and we close from there. And things I want you to know from this particular scripture. John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and verse 12, I think. No, that's not the one I want. Okay. This is it. This is what the one I want. Psalm 143 and verse 8. Do you have the NIV translation? NIV. Okay? Who has the NIV? Okay, please read our brother. Yes. 143 verse 8. NIV translation. And I'm closing with this. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Amen. I should walk. Hallelujah. So unto thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to know three things. What God wants you to do in a season like this. And that's what differentiates those who truly know God from those who are just religious and just see Christmas Day as just a religious thing. This is what separates us. Number one, you remember the difference that Jesus has made in your life. Let somebody say, remember.
Remember.
Number two thing, you meditate on all his works. Meditate on all the works of God. Amen. Three, consider what his hands have done in your life. Consider what the hand of the Lord has done in your life. So those are the three things. What's the first one? You remember. Hallelujah. The difference that he has made in your life. Number two, you meditate on the works of God. Number three, you consider. Amen. You consider. So in a place of prayer, of thanksgiving, appreciating God, delighting in him, in a season like this, You bring to remembrance the goodness of the Lord, what God has done. A few days ago in my place of prayer, I was just remembering how God just came through for me some years back in an issue, in a situation, and I was so amazed. I said, Lord, you are so precise. See how you just came through. It was marvelous in my sight. And I was saying it. And I was bringing him to remembrance of what he did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is how to appreciate him. That is how to delight in this Emmanuel. Glory to God. God is with you. Bring it to remembrance. Because in the times when things don't add up, when you bring to remembrance what he has done, when you meditate on the works of God, and when you consider the hand of the Lord in your life, you will break forth in rejoicings, and your hope will be restored and renewed. Glory to God. Rise on your feet. Thank you, Lord. I was born to be his dwelling place, a home for the presence of the Lord. So let my life now be separated unto thee, that I may be what I was born to be. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is called Emmanuel. Your two hands up in worship of this Emmanuel. Your name is called Emmanuel. You are God with us, with you, with me. Reveal. Your name is called Emmanuel. Modurole Christ Akata Echeato Do Jesus. thank you. We stand today upon the rock, Emmanuel. The rock that can never be moved. The one that never changes but changes everything. We declare that you are our game changer. In every situation that has been naughty and has proven difficult in our lives, we declare you Emmanuel over it today. And we say, be a changer, a game changer in that situation. We declare you as the game changer. In our lives and the work of our hands, you are the game changer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Hallelujah.